exactly make that jump too. I'm working real hard on, I really do not like the way my legs look in the mirror. My legs are so big. Like, if you go from like my waist down, it's ridiculous. How do I make that jump from actually liking the way, I don't like the way that looks. And last year I didn't wear shorts at all. I've been wearing long pants in the summer and sweating to death for like the past, I don't know how long. So
I think the first thing, the first thing is cleaning up your language around them. Just get to the point to where you just, rather than saying my legs look ridiculous, just like making yourself not talk about them in those ways. Like first just noticing how much of the language you're using around them is what I call inflammatory language. And I get it, because I can sit here and describe my legs in such a way that's very inflammatory, you know, and I still work on it. So it's really just the first step is you have to tamp down the language. Like, you can't even buy into a new story. You can't learn to love anything. If you're like, I'm trying to love something terrible. You know, that's what a lot of us don't make the connection of. It's like, I've got new thoughts for my legs. Like, it's so easy, right? I love my legs. Well, no, I don't. You know, it's never going to stick if what you're trying to do is say, I love my ridiculous heavy legs. Because that's what's really happening. We have to get to the point to where you're just like, I have legs and I'm working on changing the relationship with them. Like, that is always step one. We got to like neutralize the talk around our body. So whatever body part you have, or if it's your entire body, like if you're just like Corinne, like I weigh like 250 pounds. And like, I think about like me back in the day.
Yeah.
I couldn't look in the mirror and be like, I love you. Like, you know, there was no loving my body, but there was also moving away from shitting all over it. And so I just really got focused on, all right, we're working on our body. I didn't allow myself to, like, I would want to think about, like, my legs look ridiculous, or I'd want to have those thoughts. And when I would have them, I would just remind myself, we're working on our body. And we're learning to like these things about ourselves. It's a lot of switching gears to learning to like other things about yourself and getting really focused on all of that,
right,
so that you can build a relationship there that's so strong that it becomes some of the first things you think about as you're neutralizing the other parts. And then eventually what happens is through that process, it's much easier. Like for me, I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys that I look at my, like, if I'm just standing like this, right? If I'm just standing like this, butt naked in a mirror, straight on, I'm not going to sit there and go, like, sexy beast. Like, and I'm not going to look at my legs and go, like, they look amazing. But what I do is I usually look at it and say, you know what? There is no reason to hide this stuff. I want to be comfortable when I go outside. Like, I just think about what I actually want. It's like, I want to be comfortable when I go outside. I wear shorts all the time. And I've got scars. And people look at my legs all the time. I can tell when I'm walking. People are like, you know, their eyes dart down. Because my legs do look kind of crazy when they're, like, naked.
Yeah.
And I just always remember, I worked really hard to lose this weight. Like, I just put the focus there. Because there's... one of the things that I think we have to reconcile when we lose a lot of weight is you're not going to have, most of us are never going to have the body we want.
Right.
But we forget that we're getting so much of the life we want. It's like, why are we not just focusing on everything that we do get and we're just hung up on this one little part? And the only reason why this one little part means so much is because we're disregarding the rest for the one part. It would just be like if your kid came to you and they had straight A's and one B, and all you ever did for their entire life, every report card, just looked at them and said, you know, it's so disappointing, that B. When are you ever going to get your shit together?
No.
You know, like if you just did, can you imagine how a child would be so demoralized over time? And you would never, ever acknowledge the good stuff. And that's what we do with our bodies and our life. We make everything be about our legs. We make everything be about, like, our scars, our skin, our loose skin, our what stretch marks or whatever. And then we have all this other stuff that our brain could be spinning out on that's good and useful and junk, to where this would become insignificant if we allowed it. And that, I think, is where the true compassion and the true love comes in, because then you start loving the life you have, and you, then you're just like everybody else. You have this one area where it's like, no, it's not what I want, but it's not a showstopper either. You know, it's legs. That, I think, is where it all comes to play. Okay. And that's just my opinion. I, you know.
Well, you I'll say it's hot in Tennessee in July, and I'm coming for July, so I'm not going to be able to wear long pants.
You're going to need air conditioning. Luckily, we'll be inside. We don't go out much at all, but still, you know, like Kathy and I, we've worked on this for a long time together, because Kathy has had a lot of issues with her legs, and her thought that really worked for her was that my legs deserve ventilation. She got tired of wearing hot, long pants, and she wanted to be outside after she lost her weight, but she hated the way her legs looked. She just finally told herself, like, fuck. Well, she didn't say fuck, but in her brain, she probably did. Like, my legs deserve ventilation. And she had to do a lot of going outside in shorts. And, you know, for better or worse, one of the things that has helped me have so much self-confidence is being willing to put my real self out there and just, like, let people look, let them, I know their thought bubbles could be anything,
yeah,
but I'm going to do me, and I'm going to be working on my brain. And it has been powerful work for me.